just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. How are you today? I'm thinking of this song, which was written by Philip Brooks, and the music is written by Louis Redner, I guess. Let me sing it for you. You know it. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in me thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. Gertrude Sandwin, my mother, has written, "To Bethlehem town, Ephrata the least, came Mary the Virgin upon a poor beast. Joseph, protector, beside her was he, guarding God's vessel, this mother to be. There in the manger the Christ child she laid, while by angels to shepherds glad tidings were made. From David of Judah, yet God's unique Son, incarnate Lord Jesus, the blessed Holy One. Comparable Lord, Redeemer and way, oh, praise be to God, he was born on that day." Wonderful, wonderful truth. Now, I have been encouraging you to get my book called The Daily Bible Blessings for my daily Bible reading. It would be a wonderful tool for you to use to read the Bible through in 1 year. My husband made up this yearly Bible reading schedule when he was in college, and we have been following it every year. I've been telling you about it. And so in 2008, I start reading my mother's little red devotional book with little thoughts, which I told you she has those all through the book. Like, here's one that would be, you'd read in April. "A man is known by the company he avoids." That's by Spurgeon. "Listen for the absent note in preaching. Note what the preacher does not say." That's a GGS little note from my mom. And I like this. And here's another one. "Lord, is it I?" This was for March. "Help me myself to see, for while I'm looking at others, thou, Lord, art looking at me." "Today, as I read the account of the Last Supper," my mother said, "I heard the disciples ask, 'Lord, is it I?' I too wondered about my fickle heart, and feared lest, while looking at others, I might also deny my Lord. For if we women would look first to our own motives and desires, we would look less at others in criticism." GGS. I kept writing my mother's little book during 2008. It continued to bless my heart. Her words on death and life from the words of God bathed my mind. She understood my loss, the death of my son. She too had an adult child die, my sister. She had disappointments in people, in life, in family, and in circumstances too. She found comfort and peace from God's book and wrote about it. As I read from her little red book, it was as if my mother were speaking to me face to face. Her words from her Bible came from her heart to mine. My, how I needed them. So why should I not share the blessings from her little red book with you? That is why a meditation from Gertrude Sanborn, GGS, is found at the end of every one of my daily Bible blessings. Now you too can be enriched. She being yet dead speaketh. Thank you, Mother, for blessing my soul once again. May you readers be blessed also by her words. Now, I want to read to you one of the blessings we've been in the book of Luke. And even though the date is not today's date, it's an October date. One thing about this book is you can just read this book anytime you want to. What I did when I first got it, I got it this year on June 1st. It came from the printer after I had it published. And I began reading in June 1st. You don't have to wait to the first of the year to be blessed by the Word of God and by comments on the Word of God. Now, this particular reading is from Luke 4:37 to Luke 6:38. That's the Bible reading. I chose Luke 5:4 as the verse to talk about. Excuse me. The whole title of this reading is Jesus the Preacher Teacher. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets, Jesus said. Luke was the human writer of the body of work that is known as the Gospel according to Luke. Many say it is some of the most beautiful writing of Scripture, at least in the New Testament. Luke also wrote the book of Acts and traveled much with the Apostle Paul. He was a medical doctor, Luke was. Because in today's world the medical profession has advanced so since the New Testament times, we cannot help but wonder what kind of medicine was practiced back in A.D. 63 and 68. Many people feel that Luke was a Greek, and they give their reasons while others say he was a Jewish heritage. They say his skillful use of the correct Greek marks him as a Jew of the dispersion. According to a 1917 edition of the Scofield Reference Bible, it says, quote, tradition says that Luke was a Jew of Antioch as Paul was of Tarsus, end quote. If this be true, that would make the entire Bible, both New Testament and Old Testament, written by Jews. The New Unger's Bible Dictionary feels that Luke was a Greek because Paul did not reckon him, quote, who are from the circumcision, end quote. That's found in Colossians 4:11-14. Now, I would like you to get this book. It would make a wonderful gift for someone, and I think you have enough time. If you say it's for a gift, it will only be for you to give me a gift of $15 for you to buy a 661-page book or for you to contribute towards this. And this time, I will pay the shipping. Now, that means you're really not giving too much at all for this book. But I want you to have it. I want you to be blessed by it. And this would be a wonderful book for your mother or for your sister or your aunt or your daughter. Be a wonderful book, and not to say for you. One woman, her husband comes to our church, and he bought one for her. She read it. The next time he came, he bought another one. He kept buying another one. She kept wanting them until she bought 9 books. She said, these are I'm giving to my relatives and my friends. Now, getting back to page 491 of this 661-page book, Luke presents the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man. He traces Jesus' genealogy, which we find in Luke 3, back to Adam through Nathan, King David's son, up to Mary. Luke presents Jesus with a clear, clean, kingly line. We are told the key verse of this gospel is Luke 19:10. Do you remember what that is, Luke 19:10? For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Let me repeat it again. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Dr. Luke takes us with Jesus from Galilee to Jerusalem and shows us the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the ascension of the Son of Man. It is true, Jesus was becoming a very famous man. By the way, if you want the yearly Bible reading schedule, just ask me for it. Our order line is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. And listen at the end, you can get the address or the order line, John 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Okay, it is true, Jesus was becoming a very famous man. Word of his miracles as well as his outstanding teaching were noised about by all. He taught in the synagogue of Capernaum. People were astonished at his doctrine. His words were powerful. No matter how he tried to get away from and get some rest, the people followed him. Even when he fled to a deserted spot, they found him. He told them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. This must mean that he walked by foot all over doing his work. He had a strong constitution and a heart dedication for his job. It is so interesting to me to see that Jesus preached. I don't usually think of him as a preacher, do you? He preached in the synagogue of Galilee. He declared in Luke 4:43, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. He must have had a powerful voice to be heard by those crowds of people in the open air. There was no sound system back in Jesus' time. In fact, in my early lifetime, there weren't any sound systems. I'm having a hard time getting this page turned. Here it is. The people flocked to his side for his messages. I wish I could have heard one of his sermons. He preached on the land. He preached by the sea. And often he used a boat for his pulpit. Once after preaching, he encouraged Peter to launch out into the sea to do some fishing. Peter reminded the Lord that he and his companions had fished all night and caught absolutely nothing. But Simon Peter said, Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. I personally think that Peter was humoring Jesus. But guess what? Lo and behold, the net became so full of fish that it broke. What was different about that fishing trip? I'm not sure, except for two facts. Fact one, Jesus was there. Fact two, Peter launched out into the deep. Could it be that you and I, are just like Peter? Could it be that we go through the motions? We do what is required. We mend our nets. We get into our boats. We row out to a good spot. We throw out our nets. We would never think of doing our work in a different way. We just sit there in the boat waiting for something to happen. We wait for the fish to come to us. When they don't, we are not surprised. We did not expect fish anyhow. The truth is, we have lost our zeal for Christ. Fishing has become ho-hum to us. We don't care if we ever get any fish. We have been complacent. Who ever heard of launching out in the deep anyhow? But why not try it? Now, GGS has some interesting words here, and she took that from a book by Oliver Green called I Will Trust. This particular GGS blessing is fear. A noise in the dark is much more frightening than visible danger. Imaginations concerning the unknown are far worse than facts. Many times the uncertainty of what lies ahead is a harder trial than the pressure of some present ill or adversity that is always upon us already. Let us be content to see God in the unknown and seek not to know what is known best only to Him. Whatever the unknown is, God is in it. That should be enough for the Christian to know. And you know, I'm very blessed by this. And I always say many times at the end of my program, remember, the unknown is not unknown to God. Let us be content, GGS says, to seek in the unknown and seek not to know what is known best only to Him. Whatever the unknown is, God is in it. That should be enough for a Christian to know. Please write or call and get the book. Listen for the address at the end. I'm under God's care, are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
May the Lord strengthen you for all He's preparing for you this coming year. Remember, the unknown is not unknown to God.